Well, good morning from the base of the Reekin. Saving surveys drone here. It's Sunday, the 19th of January 2013. So we're attempting to walk up the Reekin. Through the stream just at the bottom. Got a few cars here today, so it's going to be quite packed. But Sunday morning's not the time to come up the Reekin, but there you go. Needs must be the weather, so catch a bit further up the track. So we're a third way up the Reekin, and I think I'm suffering Dean Reed first theologist. Oh, so today's walk's going to be quite a short and sharp climb, so I'm going to get out of breath now, so I'll catch you in the knees. So we're at the three quarter stage mark now, in fact now we're halfway up, looking at the view ranger. Was looking north. So unfit today. So we can see the A5 just in front of me, going towards North Wales. Got a runny nose and everything. Not sure what I'm looking at over there. Big hill on the distance. So we're not far from Telford. We'll be standing. Got the ambulance flying about. Line of clouds on the horizon. So I guess I'm looking towards North Wales, northwest. So I can't quite place what I'm looking at right on the left hand horizon. We'll view around just see what we can see. So look at the Reekin. See if we can find anything. See what that says. Church Stretton, it's the Shropshire Hills. Yeah. So that's the gateway to the Long Mynd. So I suppose it's the Long Mynd. Looking majestic on the horizon. So, onwards and upwards to the top. We'll catch you in a minute. So we're now three quarters of the way up the Reekin. I'm just watching a alt aircraft fly directly above me. Quite quiet that one. Just flying over the top of the Reekin. So I've come slightly off piece just to blow my nose. I found something in my bag to blow my nose with. I'll tell you what, it's blowing steeper than I remember. I haven't been up the Reekin since I was about 14. We had a holiday up here in the caravan, and that was the famous day in our family when my dad refused to walk any further. And we left him halfway up with his camera bag, and we carried on to the top. So, but it's a stunning day today. Just a few wispy clouds. It's quite a wooded hillside. So So I'm looking east now. And I can see the hillside lit up with a low winter sun. Bit of a temperature inversion on one of the hills. What a fantastic view I've got. So which way I'm looking? I'm looking down on the city of Telford. So I'm effectively looking southeast. Yeah, it's more east. No, it's east I'm looking at. Looking at east. Coffee's up here today, I suppose Sunday morning it will be. So we'll carry on to the top, I think. And we'll catch you then. So we're now approaching the trig point on top of the Reekin. I'm looking east, or southeast, and the temperature inversion I can see. That's the Ironbridge Gorge, sure it is. Could we just west of Telford? So effectively, I suppose I'm looking southeast. So we're just going to come to the trig point to bag the peak. I'll take a picture in a minute. So Phil Sorrell, Dialogue Gambler, social hiking. I'm now at the tree point. Sure, that's the Ironbridge Gorge, gotta be. Just a little whiff of white cloud that can be seen. There's the power station. Can't see the cooling towers. It's gotta be. Sure, it's got to be Ironbridge, I think. I'll take a picture anyway. What a fantastic view I've got. So we've got one of these top scopes here as well. So let's have a look at that. That's where I'm looking. Bilboss Power Station, yeah. Little Wenlock. So we're at the top of the Reekin, 1,335 feet. So I'm looking towards the Malverns. I can see the clear hills from here. 19 miles away. Wildfire's 20 miles. Back down again. Chap doing some army training there, he's got a backpack, he's just come around and go back down again. What a fantastic view. Almost 360 degrees. Yeah, it's a long wind from there, I can see that. It's an all-night hill fort as well. So we'll walk down that way, I think. Brilliant. So I might catch you a bit later on down the track. Oh, look at the view. Well, we're just descending now down from the tree point at the Reekin. I don't know if I've missed something, but a few walkers up there now, standing right on top of the tree point, having the photo taken. So I don't know if I've missed something. Is that something as yet as a new sport or? Really unbelievable. I think that was a tweet coming. I've been tweeting all one word. So, Word, if you're listening, I know you will be listening. Thanks a little Twitter exchange when I'm on top of the Reekin. You will have seen the Reekin as you went past. As you came back, if you, I'm assuming you did come down the A5 from Welshpool when you went to see your uncle. You couldn't have missed it really. As you come to join the M54 at the end of the A5, there's a big hill on the right with a big communications tower. So you will have looked at it at some point, because you can't help yourself not to. So we're just descending. I think we're on this Agent Hill Fort somewhere. I'm not quite sure where we are. We're on the Shropshire Way anyway. I'm going to do a circular descent of the hill. Oh, it's quite rocky down there. That's a steep hill. Right, there's some rocks there. Well, I didn't go down there too fast, I'd have plunged me death. Oh heck. So, get back to the path and keep safe, I think. So, as I say, those walkers are still up there, faffing around at the top of the tree point, doing videos and having photos taken, generally milling about. So I'll leave them to it. So we're now on the quieter part of the Reekin. I think what most people do, they come up from the car park, past the cafe, and I'll faff around at the top for 10 minutes and then walk back down, and that's the day out. So I've got View Ranger recording, and I've also got trying out Phil Sorrell's social hiking. Hopefully I've linked a few tweets to my track. I still haven't found a way, Phil, if you're listening, but when I get home, to tag my audio to the the map after I get home, because sometimes it's a few hours later. So maybe I could tweet it or something, I don't know. Who knows? So, what a fantastic view we've got now of the Shropshire Hill. Fantastic. So I'm looking towards Ironbridge. It's definitely Ironbridge, I've decided. That's Bill Wass Power Station, you go past there. Looking towards Much Wenlock. It's where the Olympics was invented, for those of you who didn't know that. Little market town in the Shropshire Hills called Much Wenlock. Birthplace of the modern Olympics. In the 1800s sometime, I'm not quite sure when. I can see the Malverns from where I'm standing. And I guess I can see right to Wales. Fantastic. So, we'll resume a bit further down. So we're now walking, or actually flanking the eastern edge of the Reekin. Extremely muddy path underfoot, and I can't believe how warm it is today. I've got my four layers on. So we've had a frost overnight in the Midlands. Ooh, give me that. Let's do ya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Can you hear that? Young deer in the in the woods. Of course, it's typical that happens. I suppose on a Sunday, as you can hear in the background, people are talking loudly. So, I'm like Dean Reed, I don't normally come walking on a Sunday. It's actually because you want to stand and look at the deer. And all these women just yakking on. So we'll catch a bit further down the track. I'll try and accelerate to go a bit faster. So a bit further down the track now. And I thought I'd record the stream. And a bit of overhead plane noise from a Carlton there. Wonderful. Yes, we're having a good walk today. I've spent the last mile or so being angry with myself because of the women talking when those deer came across and they're right behind me. So I've managed to walk off my anger, so I'm calm now. I was thinking back to an audio boo by the Marnie blog, where he writes his anger down. Well, I've been in the middle of the side of the hill here. I haven't really got the chance to write anything down, so I've just allowed the walk to calm me down. So the plane's still going. Golgan, you can laugh at me. I don't mind, I can take it. But I can't believe how warm it is. I can't remember, I've got that many different little boos now on this, which I'll edit together. But it is really warm today. I've got four layers on. I'm sweating. Look, I've got one of those newfangled base layer things on, so I shouldn't sweat too much. So I can see I'm coming up to the main path. I'll first join the trail. So it should be another mile or so to the car park. Well, I'm going to treat myself to a well-deserved cup of coffee, I think. So there's a bit boggy underground this last mile or so. And there's a treacherous bit just before I saw the deer when I was coming down a really steep hill, and it was all muddy and shale. So I was glad I didn't go my length. I nearly went my length right at the bottom, so I managed to survive that bit. So this has been a rambly boo from the Reekin. Near Telford in Shropshire Hills. And hopefully by the end of this, you got this, I'll have edited all the bits together to make some kind of coherent recording. So as always, once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you in the next boo. So we get some bird song just to finish it off. Small people.